Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
What day it is? It's a Monday. Gosh, let me tell you, I've been struggling just to get here. 15 minutes to get coffee this morning. Like, I usually have coffee here at work. We get like some K-cups or whatever. Liv brought in a little Keurig machine, but I was like, oh crap, I forgot to buy everybody some. So I go to a fast food place. I'm like, they have to have coffee. That's the easiest thing, not to make breakfast, but just to give me a coffee. I bet that's a minute. 15 minutes later, I finally get to come to work with a coffee, because the first time around, it must have been yesterday's coffee, because it was cold. I didn't ask for an iced coffee. I just asked for a regular, like, hot coffee. And boy, oh boy, I'm like, this does not taste right. He's like, oh, let me brew you a fresh cup. I'm like, what were you doing from the beginning, bro? So,
let it be known, though.
Yes.
We do have a coffee machine upstairs.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Liv. I never have time to even go to the bathroom usually because we're so busy during the show. Even you don't have time to. You don't have to hit all these stupid buttons. So let it be known, though, since you're volunteering, I will take a hazelnut in about an hour.
No, well, I'm not volunteering.
No. A hazelnut sounds so good. So that was kind of my little kickoff today. How was your weekend, Liv?
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun. I was up in Chicago with my boyfriend, his two roommates, and his friend from high school and her fiance. And it literally was such a fun weekend. But yesterday, it took us about 6 hours to get back.
Oh, that's not fun.
Which is like way more and way longer than it should take.
So like what, like 3 hours to get back normally?
Yeah, normally it would be 3 hours. So it was double the time just because of all the traffic, all of the rain. I didn't get back until so late last night.
So if you're listening in Houston, you're like, Liv, 3 or 6 hours to get from Houston to Chicago. That's actually pretty fast.
I had a jetpack. That was my transportation. Yeah. The all bird right. traffic was awful.
Yeah, let me tell you, those geese, damn yeah. Get out of the
They're
way.
Everywhere.
Go back to Canada. Well, we're glad you finally made it.
Yes, I did.
Producer Pork Chop, how are you, man?
I'm okay, but.
Oh, there's a but. There's always a but with Pork Chop.
I think my life is about to change right now. I got a letter in the mail over the weekend. I opened it. It looks like I won some money. I don't know how much. I didn't look yet. I've got it.
What do you mean
right.
you didn't look how much
I've
you won?
Got it right here, and I want Liv to look.
What
looks
is
like
this?
There was some sort of lawsuit or settlement, and I won some money. And the check is right in here, Liv. I will split half of it with you.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Why, if it's settlement?
I worked at Applebee's, like, in California, and allegedly some server sued for, like, unpaid wages or something, and they had to pay out all the servers.
All right, are you ready?
I'm yeah. literally shaking right now.
Okay. So, the amount you won, it starts with a 2.
Oh.
200? 2,000?
2 million?
Then a dot, then 17 cents. You won $2.17, dude. I swear
what?
On my life, yeah.
No.
$2.17.
Wow, that's kind of lame,
that
dude.
That is
literally
it.
No way. How would they even, why would someone sue for $2.17?
No, they
well,
didn't.
Well, maybe they sued for more, but they had to pay the other, you know, employees more. And or like they had to pay them too what they deserved, and the only thing you deserved was $2.17.
When you break it down, like that's how much everybody gets for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like especially like if they sue and then they have to split it among like 30 people. Like I don't know how all that stuff works, but yeah, you only got $2.17. That's I don't even think that's anything. I don't even think you can buy a Gatorade for that anymore.
I would take the money, though. That
are you kidding me?
If gas prices drop more, that'll be a gallon of gas.
You can get a coffee from McDonald's, and maybe yours will be warm.
Literally ready to quit my job, but guess not.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're looking to quit with any opportunity. That's nice to see who wants to be here. All right, well, I guess congratulations on that one. Is there anything else that you... Okay. Let's see here. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. How are you doing this morning, man?
Joe, my brother.
Yo, yo, yo.
Man, I went to Pride this weekend.
Yeah, dude, it looked lit.
Yeah, Pride was
crazy.
In Houston.
Oh, it was crazy. So, you know, I was lit, so I had to take a breather, right? I'm sitting down in the chair, and I had brought this girl along with me. So somebody starts rubbing my back, and I'm like, oh, okay, she's, you know, giving me a nice little massage. She saw us turning up. Well, somebody whispers in my ear in the most deep, manly voice. I'm only in Houston for one day. You trying to have some fun?
Oh,
dude,
man.
I felt my soul leave my body.
Wait, was somebody hitting on you? Are you getting a little
love? I was
like,
Jesus is talking to me.
Was it Batman? Because it kind of sounded like Batman.
Dude, it was a black guy. He had braids in.
It was black man.
They were like 12 inches long. He was wearing like some tight spandex and his balls were hanging out.
Oh.
His legs were so hairy. But yeah.
So how'd it
go? The rest of Pride was fun.
Yeah, so did anything happen?
Hell no!
Okay. I just thought I'd ask and not assume, okay?
Yeah, gosh, God forbid we have an open mind here, Lenny.
No, I have standards.
What was the deal breaker? The balls or the hairy legs?
Or the voice?
Both.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I met some people that have a very interesting voice, and I'm like, okay, I can work with this. Very, very interesting. My weekend was cool. I got to go up to Michigan. I hung out with my wife, Lindsay. It was her birthday, and we celebrated it. She's getting really old, but it was fun. We went to a thing called Founders Fest. It's a beer company.
Yes.
If you never had Founders beer, it's really good, but it was cool. I think Macy Gray performed, but I was too drunk to even realize it was her, so that was dope. But it was so cool running into so many old friends. I'm from Michigan, but I worked in Grand Rapids for 7 years, which is a long time to be in one place when you're on radio. And that's where I met my wife. I really fell in love with that part of the state. I never really got to visit it when I was younger as a kid. So it's always nice. I go back there about once or twice a year because my wife's family's from there. And it was just a really good time. The weather was decent for once.
Nice.
God, we've all had crappy, hot, wet weather forever.
Yeah.
So that was a fun weekend. How was yours? You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us know. Or, hey, you want to call in? We'll talk to you early in the morning. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Carrie Underwood posted a hilarious video to Instagram of her 5-month-old son, Jacob. And he cries when his dad, Mike Fisher, sings. But when Underwood starts singing, he immediately stops. How funny is that?
Oh, that is good.
Madonna lands her 9th number one album on the Billboard 200 chart with Madam X. The set, released on June 14th, debuts at number one with 95,000 equivalent album units earned in the U.S. in the week ending June 20th. Of that sum, 90,000 were in album sales. Now, I specifically included this in the garbage because last week, you implied that Madonna was doing a small theater tour around the U.S. because she couldn't sell tickets.
To the show. Let's see how the shows do. Just because people stream music, and you said the equivalent. You're stretching it. Continue.
No,
but like I'm telling
I'm not.
You right now.
She landed a number one album on the Billboard 200 chart. You know who couldn't do that? DJ Khaled.
Am I saying another one? I'm not supporting DJ Khaled either. That guy couldn't sell it out either.
Well, anyways, good for
those her. Those two should do a show together. See how many people come. None.
Okay, let's stop the haterade. Okay, Golden State Warriors all-star guard Steph Curry turned down cameo in Space Jam 2. Curry explained he couldn't appear in the movie due to scheduling issues, saying, "I know LeBron and the producer Ryan Coogler are going to be doing amazing things. It's going to be awesome." Houston Rockets all-star guard James Harden and Warriors all-star forward Kevin Durant are also unlikely to appear in the sequel because of their shoe contract. So Nike is a primary brand of Space Jam, and both of those basketball players have other sneaker deals and
everybody's
contracts.
Making an excuse like, "Oh, I can't do it. I've got a cereal
Thank
endorsement."
You. That was the point I was going to make next. It's not, I mean, if you have the opportunity to be in Space Jam 2 with Michael Jordan or something like that, it doesn't matter about scheduling conflicts. You make it happen, but just no one can tolerate LeBron James. This is new, is renewed up to the sixth season, and Sterling K. Brown says that the cast and creators already know how the series will end, but he doesn't want to give away any teasers.
Now listen, I'm not going to tease you or nothing like that. I'm not going to be, but we're building towards something. We have a creative destination that's our end game.
I look forward to that. Hopefully having a good ending. Please don't ruin it for me.
Me too. And I feel like whenever they like set an ending early on instead of just coming up with it at the end, it's always better.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah! Monday Motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show. We like to share the positive stuff. All right, how about this dad? He got a 3.5-inch scar tattooed onto his chest so that he can match his 6-year-old son's who's just had life-saving heart surgery last month. Martin Watts has two sons actually born with a heart condition, and that develops, I guess, before birth and causes the narrowing of the large blood vessels that carries blood from the heart to the rest of the body. So pretty much without surgery, you will die. Leanne Watts, his wife, said her husband's new tattoo gives the boys confidence about their surgeries. It shows them, it shows him it's nothing to be scared of and that he should be proud of what he has achieved in life. I tweeted this out, Joe Pesh Radio on Twitter, but also at Joe and Alex Show. We retweeted that, and it'll be up online at joeandalexshow.com. But I think it's really cool that the dad did that. And could you imagine being a little kid? I'm an adult man and I've had surgery and I'm so scared, but a little kid, that's scary.
I could not imagine. That's got to be so terrifying for him and the parents.
What do you got, Liv, for your Monday motivation?
Okay, so I have something really cute. So a gay couple said that they received a handwritten note from a neighbor and it was totally unexpected. So she posted a photo of the actual note after finding it under a rock outside of the door of her girlfriend's house. So here's what the note says. It says, "You don't know me. We're moving away today, but I wanted to thank you. Seeing a pride flag waving so proudly outside your house every day has given me the courage to come out to my family and be more comfortable with who I am."
That's good stuff.
So isn't that so cute?
That is. It's good stuff.
Yeah. So this little kid is just like feeling more inspired to be herself and more comfortable in her own shoes just by something so simple as her neighbor hanging a pride flag.
I'm just inspired to see that kids can still write. I mean, that too.
Yeah. I mean, the handwriting isn't great, but we're not going to judge her.
Yeah. I'm surprised it wasn't a DM. So that's some good stuff. Porkchop, what do you got this morning for Monday Motivation?
There's a couple from Hemp Hill County, Texas, that are engaged, and they're scheduled to get married New Year's Eve 2020.
Okay.
So that's great, right?
Yeah, we got like 6 more months now. That's cool. A lot of time to plan.
Yeah, I've got a wedding that day that I'm going to, actually.
Well, the groom, Clay, his grandmother is 100 years old.
Whoa.
And she's in the hospital, and her health is declining. So they did not want the grandma to miss the ceremony, so they had a little special ceremony in her hospital room.
Aww, that's so
great.
Cute.
And since then, her health has been inclining.
No way.
Seriously. Wow. I thought he was like, but she died.
Wait, that's
okay.
So
that is
cute.
Great.
No, I actually have a friend from college who did that. They found out that her dad only had like 6 months to live, had cancer, and she was engaged to be married, and they ended up getting married like 8 months in advance in the hospital so he could be there and like walk her down the, well, not like, but go down the aisle with her.
Right.
Wow. Okay. That's really cool, man. Hey, you can check out these stories. We'll put them up at joeandalexshow.com. Maybe even a swipe up link for you to check out. Make sure you follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. That is your Monday motivation. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A
pizzeria owner in Long Island, New York, is now the 12th tourist that has mysteriously died in the Dominican Republic. Oh, guys, gosh. What is going on here? This is insane, Liv. The 56-year-old man died shortly after he reportedly drank something and became critically ill at a resort. There's also reports that he had a heart attack. I mean, at 56, I guess it's not unheard of to have a heart attack. So, but then again, you're relaxing on vacation. It's just, I don't know, the FBI is down there investigating all these things of what the heck's happening.
Thank goodness, because it honestly has to be investigated. Because I know that, you know, sometimes it's hard with other countries police, you know, to get things done sometimes just because they don't have the same resources. So hopefully the FBI can like figure all of this stuff out.
I hate giving you sad news, but this is another big sad story. Gosh. Seven motorcyclists are dead following a devastating crash on a highway in New Hampshire. A Dodge pickup truck collided with several motorcycles on a highway on Friday night. The crash involved members of a Marine Jarheads MC, which is a motorcycle club in New England that includes the Marines and their spouses. Seven died. Two more were taken to a local hospital. The cause of the incident is now under investigation. I mean, early speculation would be like, well, obviously the motorcycles weren't veering out of their lane, right? So was the driver distracted in his truck maybe? Or did the driver have like a heart attack or something? Like what happened that they went into the other lane and, you know,
I mean, to hit seven, like, and you say two more were even injured, mm-hmm. to like, that's gotta be bad.
That's insane. Once again, these stories, I don't understand.
Is there another sad one?
There is. This one's out of Houston,
Joseph,
out of H-Town.
I mean,
sorry.
Come on, it's Monday. Monday's already hard enough as they are.
I'm gonna give you some good stuff, but I gotta tell you the real stuff. A 26-year-old Houston woman was driving an SUV towards her children in an apparent game of chicken. How stupid are people? And she struck and killed her 3-year-old son. Harrison County prosecutors said that Alexis Stagg is charged with criminal negligent homicide in the death of her son. They say surveillance videos from an apartment complex show her getting into a Lincoln Navigator, then backing up as her three young children began running after her. She drove the SUV forward. The two of the children moved out of the way, but the 3-year-old was caught under a tire. The mom was booked into the Harris County Jail.
Oh my gosh, how stupid do you have to be as a parent to drive your SUV full force into your kids?
Now, I'm not saying you don't play chicken with your kids, but you do something like, okay, we're going to ride bikes at each other or something. It's just like,
I don't even know about that. Play,
that's
if you
want to
play something like mildly aggressive, play Red Rover, Red Rover.
Oh, that could give you a good clothesline.
Well, exactly. But you know, I mean, it's better. There's better odds.
I just feel so sad that little child passed away.
Sad that little 3-year-old.
The siblings.
Life.
And I mean, as dumb as that decision was, I don't think the mom meant to do that on purpose. Obviously, she was not thinking, but everybody's life changed right there in an instant. Let's do something that's not involving a death, but it's like, could you imagine this happening? I'm set to fly in a couple of weeks around the 4th of July. I'm going to be going to Seattle, then a part of Canada to visit my wife's family. A woman was left on an Air Canada plane after she fell asleep on a flight from Quebec to Toronto. The woman woke up alone on a pitch black plane after she took a nap on the 90-minute flight. It was quick. You get up in the air, you come down, kind of like a pond jumper. She suffers from anxiety and insomnia, and she said the experience was so frightening that during it, she had a panic attack. The battery on her phone, check this out, also died. She eventually found a flashlight near the front of the plane, followed the steps in the instruction manual to unlock the, I guess, the airplane's main door. Now, here's the thing, though. There was a 50-foot drop to the ground. She sat on the edge of the door, flashing the light, because this was like dark out, until hours later, a worker driving a luggage cart spotted her. Air Canada has since apologized and say they are now investigating the incident.
Oh, my gosh, one, she should sue. Two, she's like, oh, like, I suffered a panic attack because I have anxiety. Any human in the world would suffer a panic attack if they woke up on a pitch black plane.
Liv, how do they not check and make sure that you're there?
Like, no, they had to have known.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no way on this planet that they did not know that she was there. Now it's just like, why didn't they wake her up? Also, stereotype of Canada is supposed to be theirs. Super polite.
So they didn't want to wake her up?
Maybe that's it. They were just like, oh no, we don't want to wake her.
I kind of wonder if you fly for a living and you listen to the Joe and Alex show, can you tweet us and let us know, like, what's a typical procedure? Like, if you're a stewardess or something, do you kind of check to make sure everybody's off the plane, or what do you guys do?
That's
now,
crazy.
Another plane thing, which to me, I almost would consider this a dummy of the day because I like money. While boarding a plane from Paris to the U.S., it's a 10-hour flight. Cam Newton, quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, tried to buy a more comfortable seat from another passenger because obviously he's got some long legs. The NFL quarterback was seen kind of haggling with another passenger about the seat. After several denials, he eventually offered the man $1,500 to swap spots. Not to give up a seat, but just, hey, let me have yours, you can have mine.
Right, they're both probably in first class.
Yeah, well, the man refused to move.
No way.
Dude, $1,500? I would have done it for $150.
If that guy's sitting in first class and in the same section as Cam Newton, I'm going to assume this guy probably has some baller money, too. So it's like $1,500 to be like, puh! That's nothing. Now, if it were me, I would do it for $15.
That's a mortgage payment you're getting offered from Cam Newton. Take the money and just be cramped. It's not like if you have more legroom on a plane, it's really that comfortable anyways. And final story for Joe's Need to Know News. A rat fell from the ceiling of a Buffalo Wild Wings in L.A.
This rodent fell from the ceiling and landed smack dab on a woman's table. It happened at a Buffalo Wild Wings on Center Drive in Westchester. Alicia Norman is the one who took these photos after getting served something that was definitely not on the menu.
We're having adult beverages and we hear a noise. And so eyes go up because we hear the noise. And then all of a sudden a rat comes down. And so we didn't move right away because we were just kind of in shock.
It happened earlier this week as Norman was out to enjoy her birthday with friends as they watched the U.S. women in the World Cup. But the falling rodent became a bit of a distraction.
Finally, the manager comes out, and so he has two plates. Mind you, the rat is still alive.
Buffalo Wild Wings released a statement that reads in part, "The isolated incident at the Westchester area Buffalo Wild Wings in Los Angeles yesterday was unfortunate. The center where the restaurant is located is undergoing significant construction, and we are confident it was directly related." Norman is dealing with the nauseating episode with a dose of humor, snapping another photo in front of the restaurant, posing by the health grade.
That's what happened, and that was my birthday surprise.
That's your birthday surprise?
Oh,
surprise!
My gosh, that would literally traumatize me.
Oh,
absolutely not. I would never be eating another wing in my life.
I don't know, man. You ever try a rat? I hear it tastes like chicken.
Ew!
Do the blazing rat challenge.
That is so gross!
You can see the video of the rat, not falling, but what it looks like online. Everything, actually. Just go to joeandalexshow.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. I would love for you to call us at 833-JOE-ALEX if you've ever struggled with conceiving a child with fertility treatments. And maybe if you finally saw a light at the end of the tunnel. I have some friends that just recently started IVF, and I look forward to following their journey and hopefully have positive results. But this is what they're calling a miracle baby. It's almost a record baby for multiple reasons. First of all, the weight, but the fact that they were even able to conceive the baby. Check this out.
Well, the New York mom can't wait to show off her record-breaking baby.
This is pretty crazy indeed. So she got a full head of hair, and she's also a pretty big, cute baby.
Pretty big.
I knew she was going to be big, but I didn't anticipate no 15-pound baby.
15-pound baby.
Oh my gosh, now that is a baby.
My stuff hurts right now, and I don't even think I can have a baby.
Oh my gosh, I feel like the average is around like 8 pounds.
I don't even know what it is. All right, check the rest of this out, Liv.
Well, that baby, the newborn, 15 pounds, we understand that mom calling her a miracle, though. 7 years ago, she and her husband were told that they would never be able to have children on their own. They gave up their struggle with infertility and adopted a daughter. But get this, 2 years later, they had a baby boy, and now they have a 15-pound baby. Well, she says she hopes her family inspires couples struggling with infertility to keep trying.
Don't give up, because it's right there. It's definitely right there, because my kids are total proof of that.
You know, that is so sweet. That is God right there.
That is,
for the hospital that delivered the baby says she's the biggest in their history. Her blood sugar is being monitored and should be able to head home soon. Congratulations to that family.
Oh, great. The baby's got diabetes. No, but for real, though, it's insane because she had her fallopian tubes removed like she had to. And that's almost 100% like guaranteed you will not have a child. You will not get pregnant. But somehow, some way, I just was arguing it so random with my wife. We were talking about that because we had a friend that had that happen, and it's like, well, she'll never be able to conceive, right?
Wait, she had to have her
fallopian tubes removed. Yes, so it's just insane. But here we are. It's a record baby, 15 pounds.
That's crazy. So not only
it's a bowling ball baby, guys.
Yeah, not only did she have a baby, but a baby that's in perfect health, doesn't seem to have anything wrong with it. Like, that is just so incredible. That's insane, because if I'm not mistaken, which I might be.
You could
the
be,
The anatomy
Liz.
Of a woman, without fallopian tubes, it is impossible.
That's what I thought, too.
It is. Like, I mean...
Has anybody else, like what Liz's saying there and what I'm saying, 833-JOE-ALEX, has anybody else actually heard of this? Or does anybody else have their kind of miracle conception story where it's just like, there's no way you could have a baby? Or maybe you got snipped, you know, guys, you got the snip, but somehow, like, wait a minute, I'm going to be a dad, I'm going to be a mom?
So I swear, I have heard of this happening before when... couples, they cannot conceive, they mm-hmm. cannot have kids. They've tried IVF, they tried all of these different things, other routes to try to have kids, and then they go to adoption and they adopt a kid, and then after adopting a kid, they can suddenly now have a child. I mean, Thomas Rhett. Think about Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, he's,
you know,
a country
the famous
singer.
Country singer.
Yeah.
He and his wife experienced the same exact thing. They were told they would not be able to have kids, that she wouldn't be able to, so they adopted a child. And then literally right when they adopted a child, they got pregnant.
I wonder if it's like, Liv, like if you don't think about it, you can finally do it. You know what I mean? Like if you're so right. focused on it, maybe it'll never happen. But then you just this relax, you're not worried about it.
Yeah, it's like you put so much pressure and stress on your body and on yourself that, like, you know, of course it can't happen with the state that your body is in and like your mind is in. And then once kind of that stress is gone, once you kind of accept it and go to another route, you know, like adoption, your body is finally in the state that it can, because it's not carrying all that extra pressure.
I love that. Hey, if you've got a story you'd ever want to share with us anytime, 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Lillian.
Hey, Lillian. Can you turn your radio down for me real quick? Now,
Lillian,
sorry. These are just incredible stories this morning. What do you have? Could you share something with us?
I've never heard of anything like it before, but I do know that your fallopian tubes can grow back.
Really?
Okay.
I did not know that.
Yeah. If you get them tied or, cut out,
yeah,
they can grow back.
See, I never knew that either. Okay. Not to question you, but do you work in the medical field, or is that just a fun fact you had stored away? How do you know that?
My grandma does.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So interesting. See, I never knew that. But again, like just another show of how, like, the human body is amazing.
Wow. All right, let's talk to Lena this morning. 833-JOE-ALEX, just this incredible miracle baby, this conception story. Hey, Lainey, thanks for calling in. What did you want to say?
So actually, it wasn't me, it was my aunt. She was told that she would never be able to have kids, and she actually got pregnant with 8 at one time, but unfortunately she only had 4 of the 8.
Aww.
Well, that's like Octomom. Oh my gosh.
Was it big? Did she do IVF?
No, she didn't.
She did. It was just natural?
Yep, just natural.
Who was the guy? Superman? Like, holy crap. That's some powerful stuff. That's insane. Yeah. So she still had 4 kids.
Yep.
Oh, well, good for her. She finally got the kids that she had always wanted. That is so amazing.
Hey, Lainey, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show. It's a Monday morning. How are you doing? We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. You are always welcome to join in the conversation, because I'm excited to see how many dumb fights we have with people that listen to the Joe and Alex Show. Like, the stupidest reason that you got in a fight. It doesn't even necessarily need to be a physical, like, punch to the face. Like, hey, man, please don't punch me. That kind of hurts. Like, one of those. It doesn't have to. Okay, stop. Stop. Okay, we get it. But what exactly happened? Liv the Web Girl. Now, were you in this fight, or what happened?
No, I wasn't. But I thought it was absolutely hilarious, so I was listening in as much as possible. So I was at a Cubs game this past weekend on Saturday.
Okay.
And we were sitting in, like, the bleachers section, which, like, is a pretty chill section. It's kind of first come, first serve as far as seats go, where you're sitting. There's tons of guys just shirtless.
I feel like they go there to be shirtless, get the tan, and drink beer.
Yes. So it's a very, very chill, laid-back section. So this guy stands up and is like, wave, like, let's do a wave. And I was like, oh, that's funny. He was, like, younger, in his 20s. And then this, like, older guy who had to have been in his 40s or 50s or something said, no! No wave in the bleachers!
I'm watching the game!
And he was like, come on, man, like, let's just do a wave. It's funny. And he was like, no, no wave. Are you kidding me? And they start yelling back and forth towards each other about doing this wave or not. And I am, like, dying laughing. I feel bad for, like, the younger guy who all he wants to do is have fun, start a wave. Baseball games, waves happen all the time there.
Liv, were you at least trying to help the young guy do the wave? Did you stand up when he asked the section to stand up?
Well, when he was like, let's do the wave, I was like, oh, yeah. And then I stopped because I heard the older guy say, no way.
Oh,
and
no.
I was not trying to like make this guy any angrier. But then they ended up actually fighting.
Oh, my God. Like pushing
actually
and shoving?
Fighting, yes. Pushing and shoving each other. Like walking up the bleachers to get closer to each other, you know. Just yelling. And the older guy was just so angry. And I was like, this is so stupid. One, that you guys are getting actually physical over an altercation because of the wave. Two, since when in America can we not do the wave at a baseball game, okay? Baseball games aren't filled with the most action. There needs to be some things going on in between plays
you could even
to keep it going.
It. You could even be lazy and just do the hands up. You don't have to stand
you
up for the wave.
You don't have to stand. I never stand for the wave. I'm too lazy for that. So I just do it with my arms. I mean, come on. It's America.
833-JOE-ALEX. That is a pretty dumb reason to get into a fight. I think we can all agree on that. 833-563-2539. What is the stupid reason that you got into a fight? I was actually in a physical fist fight when I was younger.
Really?
And I think it's because somebody, like, almost like your mama, but somebody called my mom like a fat, you know, whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I'm going to do it. And this guy was smaller than me, and it was only about 5 or 6 punches. The fight didn't go that long. He was quicker than me, so he hit me a couple of times in the face, but I got him once and I knocked him down and he didn't get up.
You threw the first punch.
He did. He did.
He threw the first punch and you were bigger than him.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, we were obviously going, but it's just like, I don't know. Like, I, as big of a guy as I am, I'm afraid to be in fights.
Yeah,
like, I was so
me.
Angry, but I'm just not a very confrontational guy. But that, to me, that's kind of a dumb reason. It's like, okay, my mom wasn't even there and he called her like a fat, whatever.
Right. And he like, probably didn't even know.
All right. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What's the stupidest reason that you got into a fight?
Do you guys remember, like, a couple weeks ago, I told you how I went to, like, a local kind of, like, fast food pizza place?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just in there waiting for my pizza, and some guy comes in to get his pizza, and the guy behind the cash register was like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, someone accidentally walked away with your pizza. And the guy was like, what? What, are you kidding me? And he, like, started yelling, and the guy was like, dude, like, I'm sorry. I'm just the driver. I don't know what happened. Stop
right.
yelling at me. And then the guy was like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're just a driver? You work here. You should know what happened to my pizza. And he was like, bro, get all out of my face. And I literally thought they were
Did
about
they
to
throw
start.
Hands?
I thought they were about to, but they
but
did
they
not.
But they didn't. Okay,
throw
so
down in Pizza Town.
One time I was in a restaurant. I was in a sandwich place. I won't say the name of the said sandwich place, but it's very fresh there.
Okay, and we get it, Liv.
It was on my college campus, and I was in line, and I don't know exactly how it started, but all of this sudden, halfway through the line, when she was like saying what she wanted on her said sandwich, she reaches over the glass and starts punching the girl in the face and in the head. It felt like out of nowhere. I was just sitting there on my phone. And normally you can tell when a fight's about to happen because people start to get heated. People start to yell.
It doesn't come out of
like
nowhere.
This, I'm telling you, was out of nowhere to where I think that it's like she wanted banana peppers and she put like regular peppers on her sandwich and she just lost it.
You know, there's no reason to have all this built-up anger. So I say we do an exercise. If you're driving right now and the person in front of you just cut you off, who cares? Let's all breathe in. Liv, breathe in. Joe, breathe in. Come on, Joe. Joe, do it.
I don't know. It seems kind of dumb.
Liv, breathe out.
I will say, I love a good fight. I'm always the one yelling world
Liv,
star.
No, no fighting.
I don't fight, but I love seeing other people fight.
No.
It's pretty exhilarating.
Can you just imagine Liv the Web Girl? World star!
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Wow.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B accepted the BET Award for Album of the Year, and here's her accepting it.
Thank you so much, everybody. You know, as a female artist, I always feel like, damn, sometimes I feel like I'm not doing too much, and sometimes I feel like I'm doing too much. You know what I'm saying? It's like you never make it perfect to these people, but the numbers don't lie. 3 times platinum, and I'm glad that I made an album that your sister, your mother, your grandmother like it. All these bitches be like, I thank you very much.
God, that is just so much to handle.
I love it so much at the same time. Actor and writer-director Tyler Perry was given the Ultimate Icon Award. So in his speech, Perry honored his mother and a group of powerful women who were her friends. He said that they picked up each other when they talked about their pain, and he tried to do the same for his mother when his father beat her. He told a childhood story about guiding a man across a six-lane road on the way to school and connected that to his mother. And he said that he helped her cross from the pain to a moment of laughter. That philosophy has gone into his producing and directing his career. Perry said, "When I started hiring Taraji P. Henson, Viola Davis, and Idris Elba, they couldn't get jobs in this town, but God blessed me to be in a position to be able to hire them. I was trying to help somebody cross." That commitment became even bigger when he opened his own studio, complete with 11 sound stages in Atlanta. He said he built it in one of the city's poorest neighborhoods to show young Black children that they could succeed too.
When I built my studio, I built it in a neighborhood that is one of the poorest Black neighborhoods in Atlanta, so the young Black kids can see that a Black man did that and they can do it too. That studio was once a Confederate Army base, and I want you to hear this, which meant that there was Confederate soldiers on that base plotting and planning on how to keep 3.9 million Negroes enslaved. Now that land is owned by one Negro.
That whole speech is really good. Yeah. Everything you talked about, too, about like walking somebody across, bringing somebody across. I thought it was really motivating, Liv.
Yeah, absolutely. Just super, super moving and touching stuff throughout the entire speech. To end the night at the BET Awards, they had Nipsey Hussle's grandmother on stage to tribute her grandson, who was shot and killed on March 31st. This is what she had to say.
Everything has been said about my grandson that could be said. I was so amazed at how much love was out in the world for him that you uplifted me. I accepted his life as God said to me, Nipsey, you've done your job. You've left your mark. I'm welcoming you into heaven so you can rest.
Yeah, his legacy will definitely not be forgotten. Tom Hanks was on a talk show doing press for Toy Story 4, and he explains why it's so hard to be the voice of Woody.
I have never begun a recording session without wishing it was already over. Because understand, Woody is clenched all the time. He's clenched. There was something he's got to explain, or come on, guys! Or no, look out! This way! It's all that.
I could totally see what he's saying right there. That's great. 1,000%,
I thought it was hilarious. He then demonstrates what it's like to record for Woody using Tom Holland, who was also on the show, and he's AKA Spider-Man, and he used him as an example to show just how hard it is.
And the cue might be, would you like some more coffee? And the line you have to say is, coffee, you think I want more coffee? Boy, do I need more coffee, okay? And you're going to say it every conceivable way you can.
Sure.
And all I'm going to say is,
let's do this.
Would you like more coffee?
Coffee. Boy, do I need some more coffee.
Could you try it with a little more something to it? Because we need, this is a big important scene.
Okay, yes, Tom Hanks.
Would you like some more coffee?
Coffee, please, sir, I need some more coffee.
Good, let's try it again. Would you like some more coffee?
Coffee, please, sir, I need some more coffee.
Would you like some more coffee?
Coffee, please, Tom Hanks, give me some coffee.
Yeah, which I thought was so cute and so funny. Coming up next, Halsey is on the cover of Rolling Stones, and it is stirring up controversy.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
833-JOE-ALEX. Be honest, have you ever had a foodie call? Liv the Web Girl, have you ever had a foodie call?
I have no idea what that even means.
Are you denying that you've never had a foodie call?
I guess so. I don't know what it means. I guess I haven't had one.
All right, I'm going to tell you what it means, but then I want you to call in and I want you to be honest. And also, I want to know if you think it's okay for a foodie call. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What's a foodie call? Well, a third of women admit that they have gone on a date for just the free meals. Researchers surveyed over 350 women and found out about their personalities, their thoughts on, you know, traditional gender roles and dating and all those good things. But they found that 33% of women admitted to engaging in at least one foodie call, where the only reason you're on that date, Liv, is because you know mama's going to get herself a free meal at the end of the day. That's what I'm talking about. Has anybody done that? Maybe a guy. I feel like that's more traditionally a woman will go out for a meal, even though she knows there's nothing going to happen, just to get that free meal. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's what you call a foodie call. Kind of like a booty call.
Yeah.
But a foodie call. Have you ever been on a foodie call?
No, I've never been on a foodie call. I think that is so messed up.
Is that because nobody takes you out on dates back in the day? Is that like, would have taken you out, Liv, would you have went on a foodie call?
No, I wouldn't have. Because I don't like to lead people on. I sometimes I... in college would say I didn't like to lead people on. And I actually accidentally did lead people on.
Okay.
But it wasn't like totally on purpose. That I feel like is totally on purpose. Now, I think that what's worse, a booty call or a foodie call? I think a foodie call is worse because at least with the booty call,
you get some booty.
At least, one, you get some booty. Two, you at least know the other person involved is physically attracted to you, which is kind of like a compliment.
Or that it's really needing some. I mean, I think we've all hooked up with somebody we regret at the end of the day, but...
You definitely have. I don't think you can put that in everyone's mouth, though.
Well, to each their own. Producer Porkchop, you ever been involved as a dude in a foodie call? It's kind of like a booty call. It's where you're going to go out and you're going to get that free meal. You have no actual like intention. You're like, you can just tell, okay, this is going nowhere fast, but hey, at least there's a meal paid for.
No, but this is a fantastic idea. I wonder, do you think an older woman would pay for my meal, or do you think probably an older guy would definitely pay for my meal?
I feel like you got the sugar daddies and the sugar mama. Are the sugar mamas like cougars kind of? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like where the sugar babies will get the free meal. I think that's a genius idea. That'll work out. But like, for example, if I was single right now and dating, I'm a 33-year-old guy, I feel like there'd be a lot of girls out there that would be wanting some some foodie calls on me. They probably may not be interested in me. I'm like, well, he'll go take me out and buy me a nice dinner.
I definitely couldn't provide like for the foodie call. Like I couldn't take anyone out to eat, but I think I would gladly do it.
Is this okay, by the way, to actually do a foodie call? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I want to hear from you because they're saying 1 in 3 women. I want to hear from some of those ladies and possibly guys. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Have you ever done a foodie call?
I've gotten foodie called.
Okay, explain what happened, dude.
So this girl invited me to go to Galveston with her, and I was like, yeah, let's go. So she hops in the car. Her friend just showed up. We get to Galveston. They're like, oh, we're hungry. I was like, babe, where do you guys want to go? They're like, Rainforest Cafe. So we get there. We rack up a $200 tab.
Ooh.
And then they're like, oh, we don't have any money.
Oh.
No, I would have left them and been like, well, you can do the dishes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, at the time, I'm thinking I'm going to date this girl. She just got out of a relationship. And the next day, she hits me up. I can't talk to you anymore because I'm back with my ex.
Wow.
This girl is the absolute worst.
She played me.
Yeah, man, you got foodie called.
Dang, you got
played
so bad.
I went negative 100 in my bank account.
Dang, dude, another.
Dang. The second she brought her friend along, you should have known that you were getting foodie called.
I was getting played.
Dude. You were getting played hard.
Lenny Bree, I'm so sorry to hear your story, my man. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's very sad, very depressing.
Somebody bring me a violin.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Crystal.
Crystal, are you admitting to a foodie call, or what happened?
Well, it's funny because... in high school, I went on a foodie call, I guess you could say, with this guy. And he took me out to Chinese. We went to go watch a movie, and then I completely stopped talking to him. Well, needless to say, 10 years later, we're married with 3 kids.
No way! Wait, so did he... So you went on the date just for a free meal, and then was it throughout the date that you were like, wow, okay, this guy's actually really cool?
Well, it was kind of like that, and he was kind of having some like ex-girlfriend issues, and I was kind of having ex-boyfriend issues, so we kind of like stopped talking, and then after high school, we reconnected, and now we're married.
Wow.
So maybe you are a proponent then of foodie calls. They're a good thing. They bring love and happiness.
I think I did a foodie call and a booty call at the same time.
Hey, there we go. I think it's something we all like.
They have rom-coms about booty calls all the time. We need rom-coms about foodie calls.
I'm all about that, Liv. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hello. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and it is a Monday morning, the 24th of June, 2019. Hopefully you're having yourself a wonderful day. Hopefully you had a good weekend. If not, well, hey, you're only like 4 or so days away from it after today, so that's good news, right? All right, check it out. It's okay. We all have issues in relationships, and the one I'm talking about is with your significant other's family. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm wondering, why don't you get along with somebody in your significant other's family? Maybe it's the mother-in-law, the father-in-law. I mean, there could be so many things, the crazy brother or sister-in-law. 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to know why you don't get along with them. Like, what's the story behind that? What happened? Now, this story is amazing that they actually do get along, but could you imagine having this contact or this exchange, guys, with your future mother-in-law? This happened a while ago, but it was posted the other day. This woman talks about how she got married back in 2004, but she just posted the photo last week. And what do brides wear? What color, guys? Do you know this little wedding trivia? What color do the brides wear on their wedding day?
White or ivory.
Okay, now what is everybody else like? What color should everybody else not wear on that day?
White or ivory.
Okay, Liv, you are very good. I'm going to give you a little ding.
Aw, yay.
Okay.
Gold star.
Well, the mother-in-law failed. She showed up in this photo, and this is back in the day, it's posted last week. She was wearing a white dress. Honestly, you could think she was getting married too.
The mother of the groom wore a white dress to her son's wedding.
Correct. Let me pull it up for you real quick. I'm going to show you this photo.
I don't care how old that woman is. You would be getting hands.
Look at that. Liv, you can
from
see
me.
We'll put
I
this
can't
up on
tell
our...
which one's the bride and which one's not.
Exactly.
Wait,
oh my
which
God.
One is the bride?
I assume it's the one. Actually, I don't know.
They both look young, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm going to say...
Okay, give me that picture. I'm going to post it up on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, and I'm going to have you all vote who you think the actual bride is. Oh, my gosh.
It's hard to tell. You know what? I'm going to say the one on... Well, no, maybe the mom's wearing earrings, because there's fancy earrings.
You really cannot tell. They are both very white, so they're not ivory. They are very, very white dresses, both of them. Both floor length. It's not even like the mother of the groom wore a short white dress with, like, a pattern on it. It's just plain white that is floor length.
All right. Amanda's on the Joe and Alex Show at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Amanda, why don't you get along with your significant other's family? Who is the person, first of all, that
it's
you don't get along
the
with?
The mother-in-law.
Okay, that seems typical. Why?
He has three kids from a prior relationship, two prior relationships. He's got an older one and then two with another woman. We have custody of the two younger ones, and the older one he has joint custody of. So the older one goes between our house, mom's house, and mamma's house. And we have custody of the other two, and mamma has nothing to do with the other two. Like, they are just literally non-existent to him. And it drives me crazy.
She, like, purposely ignores them, kind of?
Yes. Like, goes, like, 5-6 months without doing anything. And then she'll show up and be like, oh, I dropped them off outfits. Isn't that enough? And it's like,
oh.
But
they're
still related. Like,
that's so
that
sad.
Makes no sense. Wow.
I know. And I don't understand it. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. Like, we literally just had a fight about this, like, 2 weeks ago. And I called her out on it. And then all of a sudden now she's like, well, you know, I'd like to take him. And I'm like, oh, what? It's been like 5 months since you took him out for pizza for 2 hours, like 5 months ago. And that's the last time you've seen him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's honestly crazy. And kids can pick up on that kind of stuff, I'm telling you.
Oh, definitely. Amanda, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, we got Jocelyn on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's the significant other, I guess, family member that you just don't like dealing with?
It would be my sister-in-law. We both have kids. But she's one of the moms of everything's organic and gluten-free, and my kid can't eat any dairy or anything. So anytime that my kid throws a fit, she's like, oh, he probably just had too much gluten in his food today, and he's having an allergic reaction. That's why you shouldn't feed him that kind of stuff. And that's literally my life, everything, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Hey, Jocelyn, I wish you could see the look on Liv, the web girl's face right now, because she's gluten and dairy-free.
Yeah, and I'm pretty, like,
I mean,
much
no
all
offense
organic.
If you're really allergic to it. But, like, my nephews, I know they are not, because we secretly give them stuff, and they're perfectly fine.
Okay, see, here's the thing.
She's like, I'm going to prove you're not allergic. Have some of this.
Here's the thing. I think anytime anyone comments on another person's parenting, even if that is your sister-in-law or whatever, no, you just don't do that. So I can see why this girl doesn't like that girl. Because, you know, her sister-in-law is commenting on her parenting. It's like, oh, they're acting up because you gave them dairy, you know, which, like, no, they could be acting up because they're kids, because that's what kids do.
Exactly.
Hey,
I get you.
Jocelyn, I'm sorry Liv's acting up so much today. She's got the, you know, what is it?
We'll just give her a donut.
Yeah, will that make things better?
No, that'll with vanilla frosting. And dairy.
Yeah, live suffering from the gluten grumpies. We apologize. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can always call in. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. And, of course, Instagram. If you want to slide into our DMs, give us a follow, too, at Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Girl. We actually kind of got, I guess, a message, like a long
one.
Yeah,
we got a DM.
And what does it say? And who's it from? What are the details?
Okay, so Ashley DM'd us because she's concerned about her best friend's boyfriend. So her best friend's boyfriend has been staying at his girlfriend's parents' house.
So he why is he doing
that? So because he claims that he has a bunch of problems with his own apartment. So what makes it even weirder is that his girlfriend has her own apartment. She lives by herself in her own apartment, and he doesn't stay with her.
Why doesn't he do that?
So he has told Ashley, the girl that DM'd us, the friend, that he's like, oh, you know, like, I wouldn't want to put her parents in an uncomfortable situation of, like, me staying at her place, you know, when we're not married. And Ashley, the girl, is like, they don't care. Like, they've never cared about that kind of stuff. They're not traditional like that.
Okay,
they would
some
be
people,
totally relaxed, right?
Some people would want to wait
some
till they're married.
Some people would want to wait, but that's not what her parents are like. So she's like, this is so weird. Why is he staying at her parents' house and not just her apartment if, like, something is actually messed up with her apartment? And so she is weirded out by this, and she said that she's been, like, being very attentive and, like, trying to observe the situation. And she says that it seems like he is, like, flirting with the parents.
Excuse me?
Flirting with the mom.
What?
Flirting with the dad. Kind of just being, like, overly chummy.
Well, maybe, you know what?
Friendly?
Okay, well, hold on. You're saying he's staying at their house, which to me does sound awkward, too. Like, talking about not being
in
an awkward position.
Why not just stay at your girlfriend's apartment?
I get that. But, Liv, hold on. I think I have an answer to this. This might be a really easy question we can answer real quick. But if you have anything, 833-JOE-ALEX. Well, maybe he's just being overly chummy and friendly because he feels really bad. Like, he's staying there. Think about that. Like, you're almost, like, freeloading
and
you're staying there, so you have to suck up.
But it's a lot of, like, winking and, like, rubbing back sort of thing, she said.
Oh, wait. You didn't say physical touching.
Well, that's what I meant by flirting. So this girl, Ashley, is like, I know that he is in a truple with his girlfriend's parents.
A what?
He's in trouble?
No,
what
a
did
truple.
He do?
A truple, a triple couple, a couple of three people, a truple.
Like a threesome?
Yes.
I've never heard of a truple before.
Yes, a truple is three people in a relationship. So this girl, Ashley, is convinced that her best friend's boyfriend is in a truple, a threesome, with her parents. And she is so convinced. And she was like, I don't know how to break it to my friend. I've tried to, like, you know, walk on eggshells around it and try to just, like, hint at it, and she's not catching what I'm throwing. How do I make it clear as day that this is what's happening? How do I break it to her?
Hey, at least it's not with his own parents.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Look at poor Chop. Always on the bright side.
That is totally fine. It's totally okay.
Yeah, that's my mom and my dad, right? 833-JOE-ALEX. I don't think it's as extreme as she's making it be. How does she confront her friend? Does she say anything? Or, I mean, what do you think if you're listening right now to the Joe and Alex Show, 833-563-2539? What do you think's actually going on here? All right, let's go around the room real quick. Liv, you've heard the story, the DM you just told to us. What do you think's happening?
Okay, the way she has laid it out so well, I 1,000% think that this guy is dating his girlfriend's parents. 1,000%. I think it's so bizarre that if her parents don't care about him staying over his girlfriend's house, why wouldn't he just stay there and not the parents' house? That makes no sense to me. And also, I think it's really hard, this position that she's in, the girl that DM'd us, because if she confronts her friend about something this serious, it could end their friendship.
So I think maybe something could be going on, but going as far to say that they are in a relationship might be a bit of a stretch. I don't know. I doubt the guy was just like, hey, like, do you want to go out with me and date
me? I'm sure it happened over time, wouldn't you think?
I don't know. Still might be a bit of a stretch, but definitely some fishy stuff going on.
Yeah, 833-JOE-ALEX. To me, it kind of sounds like if it is happening, like, I don't know, like me personally, I would not want to engage in what they call the devil's triangle. I would not want to do that. That's two dudes and one lady. Like, that is something that I do not want to be involved with or dip my toes in. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Dawn.
Dawn, you've heard the story of the DM that we got from Ashley at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. What do you think's actually happening?
I wouldn't doubt in my mind that is actually occurring. I have several friends in the same position, but I think people are too sensitive nowadays, and I think she just needs to come out and tell her. People are too sensitive to tell each other, oh, this is happening, or your boyfriend's this, or your boyfriend's cheating. Just tell them.
Hold on, okay. I think that's good advice, but let's go back to your thing. You have several friends in this position. Can you explain that?
Yes. So one of my friends is actually living with her ex-husband. It's actually her ex-husband and his current wife.
And
so they all three are together living. So there's a married couple and then an extra person.
No, there's no way. How does that even work out? There's no way that works out.
Well, the current wife, really, really loves her husband, but she understands he's not happy, and the only time he is happy is when his ex-wife is actually giving him the attention that he needs. So for them, it really works. I would never do it. It is definitely against what God wants, but it works for them, and that's okay. If it works and they're all happy, I mean, it works.
It sounds like she's just really insecure because any other person would be like, get the hell away from my man or my woman. Like, your ex is for a reason. You don't need any attention.
Well, I'm like, if all he wants is attention and love from his ex, then why don't they just get together and this other girl, find her own man?
Yeah, that's a good question. All right, hey, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate it.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Halsey's Rolling Stone cover brought out the haters as the singer shows off her natural beauty for the magazine's annual hot issue. Halsey is wearing minimal makeup, dainty gold earrings, and a simple white tank top. Her signature pixie cut is a few inches longer and is curly. It's super cute. But what really sent fans into a frenzy was Halsey's full display of armpit stubble. And although the singer is biracial, her father is African-American and her mother is Italian, Hungarian, and Irish, many people also pointed out Halsey's seemingly darker skin tone. One Instagram user wrote, cultural appropriation at its best. Another wrote, thought you were a millionaire, just buy some wax. Demi Lovato defended Halsey, writing, there's so much yes about this picture, I don't know where to start, with the raise hands emoji. And Zara Larsson took to Twitter to share her praise. I love the fact that they didn't edit the armpits like most magazines would do. Women are not little babies who don't have body hair. Stunning cover.
I get that we all have body hair, but like, listen, if it was a guy, you wouldn't be like, you know that Joe guy? I'm so glad they kept all that back hair in there. It's just, he's not a boy, he's a man.
We're talking about armpit hair.
I get it.
If it was a boy on the cover and they had armpit hair, we would not do anything. If there was a man on the cover of a magazine, he had his hands raised above his head and he had armpit hair, it would not even be a topic of discussion. That is the whole point of this.
I just don't understand. If you're getting on a magazine, why would you just not shave your pits? That's me.
Because she doesn't want to. Who cares? The fact that women are expected to and men aren't, that's the whole point of it.
Listen, I think guys should shave their pits too. Armpit hair's gross. It is. Nobody who loves armpit hair, man or woman, you're a little bit weird if you're like, man, you know what? That guy, I love his armpit hair. Forget the double standard, Liv. Like, I'd rather have a dude or a girl shave their armpits or wax it, whatever easier.
Okay.
Well, now we know that Liv the Web Girl's into armpit hair. Noted.
Yep. Beth Chapman from reality series Dog the Bounty Hunter is in a medically induced coma at a hospital in Hawaii, and her husband, Dwayne Dog Chapman, is asking people to pray for her. Beth was hospitalized this weekend because of another breathing issue. Sources say a 911 call came in Saturday morning from Beth and Dog's house in Honolulu, which was reportedly as a choking emergency. We're told Beth was rushed to a nearby hospital and has been there ever since. Family sources tell us the choking was in relation to Beth having breathing trouble from her throat cancer. They also say Beth is still in a coma at the moment. Beth has struggled with cancer for years. She was cancer-free for a while, but last November, her throat cancer returned and she underwent aggressive chemo. Roseanne Barr is hitting the road with her friend and fellow comedian Andrew Dice Clay. Clay says Mr. and Mrs. America tour was inspired by the national obsession with political discourse and the alleged policing of comedians' language. So Clay told Fox News, when people ask about what she said, I say she's a comic. We got to stop policing comedians. This is America. ABC canceled Roseanne's reboot show in May 2018 following her controversial tweet comparing President Barack Obama, advisor Valerie Jarrett, to both the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes. Barr had blamed her remark on the sedative Ambien. ABC produced to launch a spinoff, which ultimately killed off Barr's character from the original series. So Dice Clay says, America really needs to lighten up and not worry about the words comedians use because it's all we have. There's clean stuff, there's street stuff. I'm a street guy because I tell it like it is. I'm living it more now than I have for a really long time. My shows have been longer, my material is fresher. With these shows, I can do as long as I want because it's one show a night. So look out for that. George Lopez doesn't mind including President Trump's son, Barron, when criticizing the president's immigration policies. On Saturday, the comedian posted on Instagram calling out the president for being so harsh on immigrant children, while his own offspring have immigrant mothers themselves. In the post, Don Jr., Ivanka, Eric, and 13-year-old Barron are referred to as an anchor baby, meaning a kid born by a non-citizen mother in a country that offers birthright citizenship. So he's saying that, you know what, he doesn't care. It's free game.
I disagree just in general. I think anybody's kids, whether you're political or not, I think they're not fair game. Like, they didn't ask to be in the spotlight. Just in general. Even, like, if I had kids, leave my kids out of it.
Yeah, I think
you think
that,
they should be allowed in there?
I mean, I think it serves a good point. I think there's lines you shouldn't cross with children. Absolutely.
So is this a line that he should be able to, is this a line he should be able to cross?
I think just pointing out the fact that, you know, his son does have an immigrant mother, I think is a fair, fine point.
Interesting.
That's not crossing the line. I also do think, too, you know, people will go at Kris Jenner, you know, in comparison. People will go at Kris Jenner, and they'll also go at all of her kids, because her kids, in some light, did pick the limelight.
That's, yeah.
Just like Ivanka.
They're totally different.
Kid, you know, they're
all
involved.
Those kids you're talking about with the Kardashians actually came into it, and they kind of want to be celebrities. Like a presidential kid.
Well, same with Ivanka Trump. They want to be included in that. But that is the garbage.
All right. Thank you so much. Live the web, girl.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
This story sounds fake, but it's actually real. And I could see both sides of it, but does anybody agree with what actually happened? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. All right. A husband tries to run over his wife. She takes his gun to the cops, and they arrest her. Here is the story. A woman in Florida was arrested after taking firearms from her estranged husband's house to turn into the police. A day after, she says, he tried to run her over. The 32-year-old woman was arrested and then charged with armed burglary after entering her husband's apartment without permission and taking the guns to the station over fears of, quote, he wasn't going to turn them in himself. So I guess she was kind of fearful that something might happen to her because he may not turn those in and might hurt her. Well, her arrest came a day after her estranged husband was arrested on a domestic battery charge for trying to run her over. So the point is, they're like, wait a minute, ma'am, are you admitting that you broke into his place without his permission and you stole his guns? She's like, well, no, I was going to grab them because, like, I was fearful. And they're like, okay, well, ma'am, that's burglary.
But she did break in.
She broke in. She did not have permission to be in there. Yes. So she is locked up. She got in trouble for that too. 833-JOE-ALEX. Do you guys agree? Like, hey, I mean, you see where she's coming from, but she did commit a crime. She should be locked up, or is this absolutely just insane? 833-563-2539, because the husband's like, yeah, press charges on her. Of course he would be. He's locked up in jail, too. This sounds like one big happy family. Live the web, girl. What do you think?
Okay, so I'm guessing the answer the cops wanted, what they were looking for, is they probably wanted her to call in and say that she probably wanted some sort of restraining order on her husband because she thought that he was a threat. So I kind of see where they're coming from because she did break into his house.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't think this through. It seems like they're both a little off their rockers.
I mean, I've never been in that position before where I was scared for my life of a significant other, but the fact is, she entered the home, so I don't know how she exactly got the key if they were like not fighting, maybe she had an old copy, and she said she didn't know where the guns were, so she had to go room by room by room, and she's telling the officer all this, and it's like, stop incriminating yourself. Stop incriminating yourself. Because he's like, ma'am, that's armed burglary.
See, and it's almost like the cops could have been like, okay, we are going to act like none of this happened. You're going to come back in here and you're going to tell us that you're scared of your husband. Let's try this again.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll go around the room. So are you saying, Liv, should she have been locked up? Yes or no?
Maybe like a charge, like a misdemeanor, maybe like a probation or something. But I mean, sometimes like it's fight or flight. If you're in life or death situations, you know, your instincts kind of take over and it's like, oh, guns could kill me. Get rid.
But isn't it more dangerous to go into the house? You know, you never know what's going to be there. What if his side piece is there?
Yeah, that's true.
Pork chop. What do you think, man? Do you think she should be in jail too?
I just don't understand why it was not okay for her to enter the house.
Because she didn't have permission. She didn't live there.
But they were together.
Well, they might have been separated. They were separated.
Right,
so
they were together. And so at some point, officially separated?
Well, his name could have not been, or her name could have not been on the lease, or
it obviously
on
wasn't
because the
they're charging
or
her
or anything.
She committed a crime. They're charging her, so obviously she was not part of that apartment.
Yeah. So, like, Chase isn't on the lease. So
your boyfriend.
So technically, you could say he's trespassing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, if you guys got into a fight.
Yeah.
That's so absurd.
833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, good morning. Who are we talking to? What's your name?
Hi, my name's Lee.
Hey, what's going on? What do you think? Should she be in jail, too?
Yeah, I think so, yes. You know, these people that fight for us and that protect us nowadays, they get a lot of crap for everything that they do. And, you know, they can't. It's black and white, you know. There are some people that, you know, kind of live in the gray, but what they do is definitely black and white. And, like, they're not going to bring her in and try to have her spin her story to make it seem like she did nothing wrong. She broke in, she stole weapons, and that's that.
Yeah, also, there's another thing, too. Like, the name, the guns were obviously not in her name.
They were his, yeah.
Exactly. That is super dangerous. But like, you cannot steal a firearm.
Okay, but is there any way that... Obviously, guys, I think we all agree legally. I'm just talking like how you feel if you're scared. If you really thought something was going to happen to you, I just... Oh, man. Like, I feel bad for her just overall. Like, obviously, there's something going on there. She had to file something against this guy. And, I mean, obviously, yeah, she broke in. For sure. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
But now she's locked up, too.
I know. I feel bad. But, hey, you know what? She's safe from him. It's not like he's going to be able to get to her
through
jail. What
if they're in the same jail cell?
Well, I think they split up your gender-wise. I think they have males in one and females in the other. So
now you're gender labeling.
I think she's good, okay, Pork Chop? I think
God,
she's safe
get over
now.
It, Pork Chop.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Today's dummy of the day is not so much about the actual content of how stupid they are, but how amazing the photo is. And we will put a link up for you can check it out on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show. This 34-year-old woman named Rupert in Phoenix. Sorry. How the heck did this get? Oh, I got in the wrong one. Gosh, I'm the dummy of the day. I need my coffee. Here it is. No, this one's in Arkansas. It was a guy who was arrested for drug possession. And while wearing a T-shirt, it had a photo of the painting artist Bob Ross. You guys all know him?
Yeah, of course.
And the message on the shirt said, everyone makes mistakes in life. Well, yeah, you kind of did, dude. Yeah, because what happened with you? He was charged with felony narcotics possession and possessions of drug paraphernalia. I think the photo is the best part of this story, and that's why I want you to go see it on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
It's always the irony that makes these stories amazing.
That's your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
It is game time here on the Joe and Alex Show, and it's not going to be that long. You only have 1 second. Let me repeat myself. You only have 1 second. It's the 1 second game. I'm going to play a clip of a song. It's the first second. Then you buzz in anytime. Liv, producer Porkchop, or Lenny to say your name. And then you buzz in, give me the artist and title. If you get both of those right, you get a point. If you don't, you get a big fat zero. You get nothing. Simple enough?
Simple enough. I've got it.
All right, you can play along too. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's your first song for the 1 second song game. It is
Live. Top.
I heard Live first.
That is Lose Yourself by Eminem.
That is correct. Pork Chop, man.
Pork Chop just rolled his eyes at me so hard.
Man, you're about to lose yourself another game. There we go.
What do you mean? I won 6-0 last time.
Yeah, but you've also gotten shut out before, so yeah. Just saying. Song number 2 for the 1 second game is...
Chop.
Live.
Lit.
I heard... Oh, God, I think I heard Pork Chop first.
I said Chop. Wow, Post Malone.
Wow, that is incredible.
We all knew that one, Pork Chop. Let's get off your high horse. He's like acting so smug right
what
now.
What the heck? I have not said or done anything. Need a
big boy. Okay,
you know the look you're giving on your face.
If that's the look you see, like.
All right, here we go. Next song is the 1 second song game.
Live.
Lit. God,
that's
got it.
That's Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
Dang, Live the Web Girl. Lenny, I feel like you're in trouble because Liv and Porkchop are just guessing now. They're just buzzing in just to do it. Like, did you really know this is Bad Guy?
Yeah, no, I did.
I did too. I was literally right there. I was like,
Okay, not bad. What's the score after 3 songs there, Porkchop? What do we got?
Liv 4, Porkchop 2, Lenny 0.
Oh, man. Oh. Lenny, get on the board with this one, my man. 1 second of the song.
Liv. That is You Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift.
Dang, we got a tie game over here, ladies and gentlemen,
no,
don't we?
No, tied.
No, she's killing
it. I'm beating everybody.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, Porkchop. I don't know why. I just want this guy to win so bad. I'm sorry. You are somebody that I don't know. And you suck at this game? Okay. Next song is 1 second. That's all you get. Come on, Lenny. Get on the board, buddy. This is your chance with...
Liv.
Ooh, Liv. What's the guess?
Oh, and I know she'll be the death
three.
Of me. The Weeknd.
2
is the name. And
1.
The Weeknd.
Okay, Pork Chop guest.
The Weeknd. I can't feel my face.
Give me the final title again.
No, are you serious?
No, I want to hear the title.
Can't feel my face.
The Weeknd can't feel my face.
But don't I get a point for the artist?
No, if you were listening, which you obviously weren't, I said you have to get both right or you get nothing.
Okay.
Lenny Bree, for a chance to get on the board with like the easiest way ever, what do you got?
The Weeknd. I can't feel my face.
There we go.
It's I.
Yeah, well, okay, calm down, Lenny. You got on because 2 people gave you clues, okay?
And
just
I
chill.
Know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's the score right now, Pork Chop?
6-2-2.
Okay, wow. You guys, you better do something. Yes,
yeah, 3 sorry
right
about
for
it, Lenny.
Here's your next one.
The 6. Because
she got 3 right. The 1 second song game has got this one.
Live. I can't write. That's Shawn Mendes. I can't. That's not about you.
All right, continuing on. Anybody got a guess?
I mean, Lenny.
Lenny, what's your guess?
Shawn Mendes.
You need the title of the song.
You.
Title. No.
All right. One more time.
Shawn Mendes can't have you.
No, you're all wrong.
What's the title?
It's Shawn Mendes. Mendes. If I Can't Have You.
If I Can't Have You.
I love this song, by the way.
I love Shawn Mendes. Everything means something if I
can't have you. All right, what's the score, Pork Chop?
I'm about to take 2 points away. No, I'm about to add 2 points for myself. I was just looking it up. The name of this song is The Weeknd, Can't Feel My Face, which is what I said.
We're not going to do what you say because that's the song I found.
What do you mean the song you found? I'm talking about from The Weeknd, like the name of the song.
I'm telling you what it was listed as when I found it. Okay?
Oh, my God.
You're really? Okay.
You're not the judge. You can't be the judge and
all right,
play.
I'm not the judge. The Weeknd is the judge because he made the song.
Listen, we're going by how when I found the music,
oh,
this is what it's labeled as.
So we're not going the real name of the song. We're going with what Joe wanted to call it.
Okay, next song.
Yeah, you're
going
to get me sidetracked.
Cool.
Yeah, they're all cool with that. What is the score? As I asked you 2 minutes ago before you stalled everything.
6-2-2, I guess.
Okay. Why, do you really need the point?
I mean, no, it'd be 2 points.
Liv and Lenny, can Pork Chop have the 2
no,
points?
No, absolutely not.
Lenny?
Well, does it mean I lose my points?
You're going to lose either way. You suck.
It's all right. Just go ahead. Go ahead. Go for it.
All right,
go.
Here we go. The next song, 1 second song game is...
Liv.
Liv, what's your guess?
It's Katy Perry.
Ooh.
And Never Really Over.
Okay. Lenny or Pork Chop? I'll let you hear it one more time, then I need a guess.
Pork Chop.
What's your guess?
Khalid.
Just stop while you're ahead. Lenny, you need to get on the board.
Panic at the Disco. Hey, look, Mom, I made it.
That is correct, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. All right. What's the score, Pork Chop?
Six, me two, Lenny four.
All right. Let's see. This is the final song. Let's see what we get here. Maybe we get a win for Liv or a tie. It's like kissing your cousin. That big old tie. It is...
Liv. Liv. Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
That is correct. Woo! Yeah, Liv's your big winner.
Wow, this song is my jam.
Pork Chop is so upset again.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with my dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame and sex. Woo!
Am I gonna fit in?
Jumped in the crowd, here I am for the first time. Look to my left and I see a Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. When the taxi man turned on the radio and a Jay-Z song was on.
Congratulations, Liv the Web Girl, our big winner today.
Thank you so much. I would just like to thank all of my fans, all of my stands out there. I'd like to thank Pork Chop for being so bad at games.
I have to give Pork Chop 2 points. He still lost the game. But Pork Chop was right. It was Can't Feel My Face.
Well, I mean, I know I was right.
Yeah, but you still lost the game, so there's that. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. That's going to do it for a Monday edition of the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. Well, I'm looking to get out of here as soon as we're done with all of our work. And, well, I'm going to try to go to the gym for 2 weeks in a row. I got in my my three weightlifting days on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday last week. And today, I think I got to do four of them. I know today's definitely a lifting day. I'm not feeling bad. I'm feeling good. But it's just like, oh my gosh, I need that extra oomph. I need that energy to get my butt into gear. So I know if I go home and take a nap today, that ain't going to happen. So as soon as we're out of here on the Joe and Alex Show, I'm going to go hit the gym, work my pecs, baby. Do the pec bounce. How you like me now? Liv the Web Girl, what's going on with you?
I'm going to my second job after this at Cycle Bar, and I'll be there until around like 4 o'clock today, you know, just making calls, folding towels, doing all that fun stuff. And then I don't know if my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, has something planned for us or if he's going to surprise me with something because it's our 1 year anniversary today.
Oh my gosh. Happy anniversary. I didn't even realize it was your 1 year.
Thank you. Yes, it is, which is so crazy.
Did he propose to you at the Jumbotron on the Cubs game this weekend?
No, he didn't, but I got to tell you guys something mortifying. When I was drunk on Saturday, because we were day drinking all day, I kept asking him, like, when are you going to propose? Is it going to be a year?
No.
Is it going to be 2 years?
That is mortifying.
Why are you not telling this when the show's over? We have to bring this up tomorrow.
Next thing you know, like, tomorrow, he's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, he already texted me today wishing me a happy anniversary. So, I mean, if he was going to break up with me, he wouldn't have done that.
Well, he might have figured out how to do it. Okay, Pork Chop, what's your day look like?
Same thing as Liv. I got the second job-o. I'm serving at Sullivan Steakhouse tonight. I don't know. I heard it might be a little slower tonight, so they might call me off, but I kind of don't want to get called off because I'm about to win a contest there.
What contest?
If you like...
Most complaints?
No, if you... I don't know. You get people to sign up for stuff or
Oh,
whatever.
Like an initiative. Like, hey, get people to sign up for this program and this reward thing.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm in first place for that, and I just want to work again today and make sure I stay in first place for that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can just stand by the door. Hey, hey, no soliciting. It's the Sullivans, not solicitors. All right, well, dude, good luck with all that. Hey, we can't do any of that, though, unless we get the heck out of here. So, Liv the Web Girl, producer, Pork Chop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.